You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello? Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success.
Today's topic is stay the course. But before we get started, hey, I just want to touch base with you. I am back from California. I was so blessed to see my latest little granddaughter and my son Elijah's wedding. So it was a great trip. Gosh, it's hard to leave family and come back here. But we've got strategies here to try to get them all out to Tennessee. So I'm not giving up here. But nonetheless, it was a great trip. And I'm ready to get back into things. I recognize that a lot of you are at different stages in your real estate journey. Some of you are just checking it out to see how it fits with your goals and objectives, whether it's retirement related or not. I recognize that some of you may not have invested in real estate as of yet. So I recognize that the challenge is there. In these times, I really do believe that real estate can be an important factor in your retirement, especially in these days that we're experiencing right now. In these turbulent times, it's good to be in the game, not on the sidelines, just watching, not immersed in research or glued to the latest depressing news. If you're wondering what others are going to do or how you should respond, you will probably be following the market. If you want to make good real estate investment decisions, you must continue to stay in the game. As I mentioned to you earlier, I have transitioned. I've sold a lot of the properties that I had specifically in my portfolio, but I'm redirecting the funds from that into more passive real estate investments in the form of syndications, REITs, other types of things. And I'm still in the real estate game, but again, transitioning. If you look at what's going on in the world, there's not much occurring that is or could affect the real estate industry in any overwhelming way. But the thing is, I know a lot of people are concerned that are investors. Don't let it get to you. There isn't much you can do personally to help the Ukrainian war situation or the high inflation in Europe. In the U.S., the cold that will especially be experienced in Europe due to fallout from the war, and the list goes on and on. We have midterm elections coming that will certainly cause the negative campaign rhetoric to be ratcheted up a few notches, enough to make your head spin. Through it all, you must remain focused on you, your family, your faith, what is truly important in your life. The world won't stop if you put your life on pause. It will, in fact, continue to spin ever faster during these uncertain times as we move into winter and all that will bring. Inflation and recession are the proverbial elephant in the room right now that may be causing many of us some financial discomfort. Don't let that stop you from assessing what your situation is as a real estate investor. If you were to buy or sell a property, invest in a note or syndication, or even examine new asset classes, the relief you might feel if you were able to sell a property now, for example, while things or prices are still good, can be a benefit as well. In either case, if you opt to sit on the sideline and watch, you might find yourself frozen because you aren't keeping up with the many adjustments that are impacting the real estate market today as they occur. I can't even give you the large number of investors I've interviewed over the years who regretted not investing during the Great Recession. Conversely, I have known another large group of investors that I've interviewed who did take the leap and saw tremendous results that changed the course of their lives, all for the better. There's definitely a real estate change in the air based on many conversations I'm having regularly with investors. It appears that as list prices begin to moderate, even decline in some markets, investing in real estate is attracting attention and has some opportunities for great income-producing potential in the making. When done the right way, real estate investing can provide great returns through rental income, tax advantages, and the capital appreciation gained from buying below market value properties. Just look at the advantages. Stability. Real estate investments provide cash flow and can be a hedge against inflation. Return on investment. Real estate is a market where you can buy low and sell high. Degree of risk. Actively managed real estate provides better returns and lower risk than stock market investing. Tax advantages. Real estate investing provides unique tax advantages. Leverage. Real estate investors can use leverage to build wealth. Every year, Gallup surveys Americans to determine their choice for the best long-term investment. Respondents are given a choice between real estate, stocks, gold, and savings account. And again, real estate tops the list. Other benefits include, depreciation. Yes, you can depreciate residential real estate over 27.5 years and commercial real estate over 39 years. 26 U.S.C. Section 179 allows for the depreciation of real estate over the life of the asset class. And in the case of real estate, you can take a 500,000 residential property and depreciate it over 27.5 years. That means you can deduct 18,181 each year in depreciation. Real estate capital gains can also be deferred under Section 1031 of the tax code if you hold a property for the requisite holding period, which is not defined in the tax code. You can sell that property via a like-kind exchange using an intermediator to hold the funds while you identify a new property or properties within 45 days and close on those identified targets within 180 days. This allows you to defer capital gains taxation and forbear depreciation recapture while buying larger and hopefully better cash-flowing real estate assets. Thus, this tax mechanism allows the investor to take their profits and leverage those into more assets, thereby growing the real estate portfolio in a tax-efficient manner. And another we've addressed on the show over time is cost segregation. And I wouldn't overlook this one because it's a big benefit too. Depreciation of the real estate can be accelerated by using cost segregation studies to break the assets into various parts that fall under separate classes to allow the individual components to be depreciated over 5, 7, or 15 years. This allows the property's components to be utilized in a tax-efficient manner instead of using the 27.5 or 39-year class life of the entire asset. A net result of a cost segregation study is to accelerate the depreciation to allow for more Section 179 depreciation to be taken earlier in the asset's life. While most tax nuances can be discussed, there are tax benefits that high net individuals should look into. Additionally, by working with a good real estate attorney and CPA who understands the needs of real estate investors and their goals, tax losses can be carried forward to future years. Investment properties can provide Additional income from a vacation short-term rental with a seasonal or year-round rental included in the form of multi-use property or a second rental unit. There are multiple possibilities, including a home with a commercially sized garage, warehouse, residential condos with on-site management, and commercial residential locations you can utilize both. Investing in real estate means stability. You own a tangible asset. You are generating cash flow income, reaping the tax benefits, and you will eventually get a bonus in the equity your property generates. Owning investment properties gives you tax benefits, and you buy with after-tax dollars instead of pre-tax dollars. Owning a home gives you the opportunity for appreciation over the long run, and you will be looking good when you consider the return of your invested dollar. For instance, on a $400,000 home, if you put down 3.5%, $14,000, and make a $50,000 profit, you are getting a $50,000 return on $14,000. Additionally, you get the tax benefits and just the security to know that you have a tangible asset. This isn't a time to panic or act out of frustration. You know, Warren Buffett's famous statement, be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful. I don't really like to think of ever being greedy, but I think the point is what's important is that you stay the course. You study the market, pay attention to the global goings on and how they may affect your local market. With that, you will be comfortable moving forward or staying pat. Either way is okay if the depreciation is made with eyes open and a good understanding of what is happening. Understand, nobody has the full picture of what is happening, but knowing to the best of your ability is better than sitting back and wondering what just happened and how it might impact things. As always, determine your wants and needs and pursue them with clarity, looking at how real estate investing can contribute to each of those. With that perspective, you will be confident with your decision in whatever you must do. Get out of the bleachers and onto the sidelines or in the game. It is your life, your future, and your decisions to make. Don't let others guide you. Guide yourself and hold your head high as you do it. Real estate investing is not a spectator sport. You need to be active and keep moving forward if you expect to see results. Well, that's it for now. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here today, including some links, can be accessed in our detailed show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And look for the episode entitled Stay the Course. Well, that's the show for today. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.